praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Precious Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, would you now give us faith to believe you for tonight as we believed you 2 weeks ago to do something. The hour may be late and our time may be short for some. But Lord, there's still a work that you desire to do in us. Let us not be distracted. Let us not check out. But Lord, even these few hours that we have left here, I pray that you would do a work and seal this work that you have done, Lord. Establish it forever, not for days or weeks, Lord, not even for another year. But Lord, we need you to mark us forever. Lord, let this be an eternal work that gets hold of us. Lord, for our children tonight, we pray as well in the cottage and village as they meet now. Gather, Lord, we pray that you would pour out your spirit in a sweet way, O God. Dear Jesus, be faithful to them, O God. Jesus, we stand on your promises. You said if we would seek you, we would find you. If we search for you with all our heart, Lord, you will do that tonight. So we yield again these vessels, Lord. We pray that you would accomplish tonight all that you have purposed. We'll rejoice, Lord. We'll give you thanks for you're worthy. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now maybe tonight there's a few that you've been on the edge of your seat and you have backed down. And you've got one more chance. And so this would be a good time to take it tonight. Maybe you've already shared. That's fine, too. But let's be faithful to give God thanks and praise for who he is, for all that he's done. And feel free tonight in this remaining time. And let's not hesitate. Would you stand? We'll sing 125 in our white hymnal, hymn number 125.
Is he the everlasting Father throughout eternity?
tonight. You are God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, precious Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. None like unto you, O Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Have a duet while some of you are still getting ready to give a testimony. Cordana, Mariana, please.
He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction he
here. Every day to wake up and do what we have to do. His good works.
Yeah.
Okay. But there's one person here who has put in months of time, of study, of research, of writing drafts of the message that we hear each night, each day here. I would like to pray for Pastor John for the blessing that being used as the vessel of the Lord. Give us the word to express to us.
Yes.
There's some pastors here. I can only remember going to school preparing a paper that took weeks to do. Picture the time it takes to prepare just a message for Sunday. And on top of that, 22 plus or minus messages that we've heard this week.
28.
I would like to take this moment. I've asked Brother Gary to say a prayer, Pastor John and Sister Diana. It's been a sacrifice for them too. They've worked hard. And I just want to bring that up. If it's all right with everybody, if you say that prayer. Brother Gary, please.
Sure. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, maybe you can stand. Can you do that for us so we can pray for you? Maybe come right up here to the front if that's all right. And if Brother John's ministry these 2 weeks has blessed you, would you stand and pray with us? And Sister Diana, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray out, even just in our own words for a minute or two, calling on the Lord to have his perfect way and will done in their lives. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Jesus, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We thank you, God. We bless your name, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Your blessing, Lord. Your blessing, Lord. Your blessing, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, tonight we thank you for your servants that have given of themselves, their time, their energy, O God. So much that they have invested in being here for this period, first period, O God, to touch our lives.
We thank you, as we already heard, for the many hours, Lord, that you have been using to prepare Brother John to be an instrument for your use. We thank you, Lord, that he has been not only your mouthpiece, but he's been your hands and your feet. For many of us, he's even been your ears as we've talked to him. And he's encouraged us, Lord, by even just listening and giving us this time. And Sister Diana as well, oh God, we thank you so much, Lord, for this team that you have put together to come and minister. Lord, we thank you for their heart, because, Lord, we know that their heart is one that wants to know you and make you known. And they desire to know you more. And they desire for those that hear their ministry to know you more, to truly be found in you, to learn from you, to grow in you, to mature in you, so that we together can reach even more people for your kingdom, oh God, so that you might be glorified and you might be honored, oh God. Oh Jesus, we pray now for them. We minister to them tonight, oh God, in prayer. We ask, Lord, that your will and your way would be perfected in and through them, oh God. We thank you for their church and for their ministry. God, we pray, oh Jesus, Lord, that you would continue to equip, and Lord, that your anointing, oh God, we pray a double portion of your anointing this year as they move forward in ministry in their home church, oh God. We pray for their family who assists them in many ways. We pray for those who are even here today from their church, Lord. We ask that you would bring many around them, Lord, as we heard this morning, as there were those who lifted up Moses' hands, oh God. We pray that you would bring many armor bearers to lift up Pastor John's hands and Sister Diana's hands, oh God. Lord, we pray, God, where there's been many years of very hard work, we ask, Lord, that that investment would turn into a year where things would seem to just come so much easily this year. Because, God, their prayers and the prayers of the saints are being answered. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, give great health, oh, God, and long life, oh, God. Oh, Jesus, Lord, we ask that many would hear these messages, oh, God, that have impacted us greatly. And, Lord, that many more would hear and be impacted for your kingdom and your glory, oh, God. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. God has been doing good things in all sorts of ways. We too are so thankful for what God has done, as we have also come with some anxiety and trying to find where exactly God wants us to go these weeks, and what will it look like. And truly, God has been good, and he has blessed. And thank you. Again, all the staff, you have served us so well. It's a little bittersweet. When we start, it feels like that finish line is way off. Not that we're looking to leave as soon as we get here, but we all know that that sometimes it could be a long journey. And we're just praying that God will help us. And then we get to this night, and it feels like it went so fast, and now we don't want to leave. As long as I don't have to preach anymore. But we have been so blessed by all of you and how you have ministered to the Lord and have ministered, as Sister Linda has shared tonight, and have helped us in these weeks to worship and to praise the Lord. I do want to also, I know you've said, but I want to thank my family, my wife especially, who support me in so many ways. And there's a lot. And just grateful. And so some of you have taken notes. We talked in the beginning of the week. We've got some Bibles that we wanted to give, a couple of note-taking Bibles, and a couple of worldview study Bibles, which I think are really great. I just discovered them recently. And so we actually have all women that have been outstanding. They came with pages and pages of notes this week, and they've been diligent. And being serious about the study. Thank you all for being engaged. It has not gone unnoticed, and for staying, as was mentioned, late. Some nights you kept me up later than I anticipated, but that's good. I've got them here, but what I want to do is just write in them, and I didn't know who they were going to go to, so I'm going to keep them till tomorrow morning. The names are Cordana, Mariana, and Julia, and Nikki. They all presented some great... Sure, go ahead. So we've got these. Don't leave tomorrow morning before you get them. And then I said we'd have a Spurgeon study Bible, and I didn't know who I would, what the kind of, what you'd have to do to earn it. And anyway, I couldn't come up with any real, thank you, criteria. And so I just want to give it to our sister Jean. She was here checking it out the other day, I heard, and she told somebody, I really like this. I think I have to buy one. And so you don't have to buy one now. Sister Jean. Sister Jean is always so faithful in ministering to us and coordinates for the nurses throughout the summer. And beyond that, I expressed to her the other day, when she's not here, we miss her in the meetings. She brings a faith with her and a love for the Lord that is encouraging and so helpful. And we appreciate you, Sister Jean, for that. And also some of the others who have ministered with me. I guess I didn't take 28 messages this week. We did have some help, Brother John and Brother Tim through the week, and Pastor Gary have been all very helpful in coming alongside me in ministry here. And I know they've blessed all of you, so we're so thankful. We have a change in our morning schedule. Just take note. Our breakfast is at 8 a.m. tomorrow, so the trumpet will sound at 7:30. So at 8 a.m. is breakfast. The staff, you have your regular schedule. You know what that might be. And then we try to end just about 9 o'clock or so, because the bus comes early, and some of you are going to be on the bus. We want to say goodbye to the campers who are leaving on the bus, and I know many of you will be packing and leaving tomorrow as well. So it's a very brief morning, and we want to get an earlier start. If you have cars on the grounds, please make sure they're across the road. Only bring them over when you're ready to actually load them, and make sure that the bus isn't trying to get in and out during that time as well. So tomorrow is going to be a busy day. Just remember that change. I think I got all that we needed to cover. Okay. We have one more song that we'd like to be sung, and then I'll Exodus 19.
Comfort here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul a thirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, though a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, though a spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of His love. Perfect rest to me His promise, in my Father's house above. When my spirit clothed immortal wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.